This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Man Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Good morning, good morning. It is Party Line. Tuesdays and Thursdays. Shan Sheridan with you on this Thursday. It is glad to be back with you on this Thursday. And it has been a little wet out there, so make sure you are keeping an eye on the mud puddles and where the water's standing and all of that. A lot of flooding going on in central Indiana, really all over Indiana. So just keep an eye out for, well, water. I guess that's the best way to build a boat. Maybe that's another good piece of advice. Speaking of weather, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 o'clock. Widespread dense fog, mainly before 8 a.m. So most of that fog is now dissipated. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 81 today. Showers and thunderstorms before 11 o'clock tonight with a low of 67. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 4 o'clock. Some of the storms could produce some heavy rainfall, just what we need. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms after 8 o'clock. And then Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 11. Then scattered showers between 11 and 2. Then a couple of isolated storms, high near 86. So really, this pattern of instability is going to keep on going for the next couple of few days. So Sunday, we are looking for more showers and a high of 87. So we're going to keep that heat up there, and that's going to be something we'll have to be watching for as well, especially all of us in the football world, as we've been out there on the field for the last couple of weeks, and it has been warm. We've got a great show this morning. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got Kimberly Deck. She's going to be in studio talking all things Habitat for Humanity, and then we've got, right now, joining me via phone, we got Chris Tiedemann from Coca Roasters. He's the roasters and the guy that, well, he roasts all of the cocoa beans, the coffee beans, and then he makes sure he is serving it as pleasantly as he roasts it. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Well, I try, Shan. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing well. You do a great job, by the way.
Thank you very much. Coming from you, that's high praise. I appreciate that.
Well, I will tell you, I appreciate the customer service, appreciate the great flavor of all the things. Espressos. Let's really quick, before we kind of dive in, you've got a couple of things coming up that we wanted to talk about that you're going to be partnering with. and or maybe who you're going to be partnering with and what you're going to be doing. But give us a little breakdown of the menu.
Absolutely. Since the Hot Dog Festival, we have permanently added our jalapeno popper croissant dog to the menu, so stop by any time for that. And we are currently serving beans from Honduras. So whether you're coming in for a cold brew, fresh brewed drip coffee, or an espresso-based beverage, you're going to be getting Honduran beans, freshly roasted. Actually, these are even, the beans I'm serving today are less than a week roasted. So wow. They are incredibly fresh.
Yeah, I was in Honduras back in 2000 for Hurricane Mitch. We did a mission trip down there. And I actually spent about two tours over there early in January, and then we went back in the early summer. And I'm going to tell you, that was something I did fall in love with. The coffee down there was incredible. I was not a big coffee drinker at the time, but when you're getting up early and you're working all day and your body just needs a little boost, it was very smooth coffee. It was just really good. It had a good bite, but it was smooth.
I had a similar experience in Guatemala. I had traveled there, and we had coffee at this little place. In a volcanic basin, and so the coffee takes on some really interesting notes. And we were having it at the same shop that collects the beans from local growers. And they roasted them right behind where I was sipping the beans that they had roasted just a few days prior. Mm. It's light years difference. I mean, the beans that we enjoy here in the States are always going to have undergone hundreds and hundreds of miles of journey before they get to your cup. And so we serve it as fresh as we can, but they're always going to be coming from the farthest reaches, so it really is a different experience when you're getting it straight from the source.
No doubt. And then I want to go through the process too. When you're roasting, because you actually roast right in, we would call it studio here at the radio station, but you're actually roasting right in kitchen there at Coco, and it's amazing. What is the roasting process, and what is the difference between? I know that there's sometimes where, you got the roasting, but before the beans, is there a process that the beans go through before you even roast them to get them to you?
Oh, yes, actually, I can go through that right now. Coffee beans start as the seed of a cherry from the coffee tree. And it is harvested in large bunches, many times by small farmers who are carrying them on the handles of their two-wheeled bike that they traverse tiny roads down steep mountains to bring to us. And then once they start processing, there are a few different ways to process, but the one that we see the most is washed, where they will take the fruit of the cherry off and they will wash off the mucilage, the slimier stuff around seeds in many different fruits, and then it will go through a process of curing. It will sit and dry out in large beds on the ground, and once they have reached a certain humidity, reached a certain percentage point in the bean, that's when they are bagged up and sent to us. That happens in a lot of different ways. I get my beans through an online wholesaler that caters to smaller coffee places. Because, you either buy smaller lots or you buy gigantic pallet lots. And we have a great big space here at Oka, but not quite that big. So I order my beans at about 100 pounds a time, and I will weigh them out in 2-pound batches, and it will take about 10 minutes to go through a process that takes them from the state of green, and that's sort of quote-unquote green. It's a really natural sort of earthy green bordering on gray, but then they go through the roasting process. And if you stop by Coca, not only will I walk you through that process, you can see the process of the beans turning from green to roasted.
And the thing about it is that the aroma is so amazing. I mean, because
it really is.
Yeah,
and it can range from chocolate to more baking spices like nutmeg and things. And if I'm ever talking to a customer a little bit longer, it can start to smell like things have gone terribly wrong in the shop. But it is so okay. I compare it to my grandparents' house in the 70s with the brown coffee cups and sit next to an ashtray.
Yeah, there you go. That's true. Well, you've got the smell that goes on, and I know, and I will tell you, the first time I thought, oh, there's something burning, but and it is. It's not burning, but they're roasting. The beans are roasting, and of course that brings out the flavor. Of the bean and the coffee, but you also have this this other contraption that's up at the front of the store now that you're going to be. Let's talk a little bit about that as far as cold brew.
That is my cold brew brewing tower. Is what that is. That will brew about 3,000 mils, about 25 cups of concentrated coffee. But if you come in, it looks like a science experiment. A lot of these coffee contraptions are inspired by Germans from the early 1800s. See coffee siphon. If you have an opportunity, it looks like a science experiment that gives you really great coffee. But it is a slow brewing process that you put the water in the top vessel and then water and or ice. But as that water drips slowly through an adjustable tube that you have, that water then drops into the ground coffee, and slowly over the course of 12 to 24 hours, depending on how strong you want your coffee to be, that water will drip through into the bottom basin and collect, and will be a coffee concentrate that we'll use in latte, or that we can send out for cold brew or Americanos.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because we've had your cold brew that you create and that you make, and then that's at the at the level of whatever flavor it's going to be, because you could was that considered an espresso? Tell me what the flavor
that was. It's a concentrated coffee. It's not quite to the strength of espresso. But it is a really strong, as far as me, a coffee person, I would drink that as sort of a cold extracted espresso shot. And in fact, I really surprised myself with how smooth it turns out. The coffee shop where I got my start, their cold brew wasn't that smooth. And they had been doing it for years. And a lot of times when I'm talking about coffee brewing, it sounds like I've got a big ego about it, and I'm not sure about that. But what I know is that I'm surprised constantly when it comes to the coffee coming out like this. So it was really delicious, and I'm looking forward to it. Unfortunately, my process is I do a lot of investigation before I do anything on paper. So you're going to see that cold brew tower for maybe another week or so before I build up the courage to use it for the first time.
Well, it's very interesting contraption. I was a little worried about you when I first saw it. I'm thinking...
It's a conversation starter for sure.
what is Chris into now? He's really got himself another hobby here. So, but it's
absolutely.
It's not a science experiment. Well, I guess it could be, but it's not. It's nothing that he'll make sure that it's all good and sound. But it's going to be an incredible. I think I compare it to as growing up in the South is more like moonshining. So
it's, absolutely.
You're filtering the flavor of the bean to get that really good strong coffee. That's going to come out of it in the cold brew. So, that's going on. And then, of course, you got your lemonade. I almost said lemonade stand. You got your lemonade, frozen lemonade. And then going back to the hot dog that you mentioned, What a nice little surprise find there when you created the hot dog for the hot dog festival, and it's turned out to be really a very popular hit on the menu.
Yes, it has. We've been really surprised and pleased at the reaction.
Yes. So you've got an opportunity that you're going to partner with someone here in the community. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Ginger Moon Apothecary was owned by my wife, but she's passed her practice on to a young woman, Caitlin Olson, who is doing a fantastic job and is going to be here on here at COCA Tuesday, August 18th, all day to give out complimentary chair massages. So if you've ever been to an office or a mall where someone's doing that, you know, you get a massage in a chair, that's going to be happening all day at COCA. So if you want to start your day with a nice little massage, or you want to get off work and stop by for a frozen lemonade on your way home, you can also get a free chair massage from Caitlin Olson.
Oh, wow.
Who is doing a fantastic job over there at Ginger Moon.
And where is that located for folks that may not know?
Absolutely. It's on 28 as you're heading west out of town, and is right next to Del Rio Auto.
Okay, yeah. I like to say it's the old United Way building.
United Way building. There we go.
So it was the United Way office there on 28 right next to Del Rio Auto. That's where she is located at the present. But she's going to be in person and certainly helping you relieve some pressure next Tuesday, August 18th, there at COCA's. And you, like you said, I love that. Sip on a nice frozen lemonade or maybe a little espresso or whatever the case may be, and relax. You know, I read a lot about health, and one of the biggest struggles that people have with health is not necessarily always what they eat and even some of their exercise. A lot of it has just to do with stress, right? Stress and pressure and anxiety.
You are absolutely right. The way that those things manifest physically is, I hadn't always realized it, but when you really pay attention to it, you realize that your stress levels, you know, if we sort of know it, you get nervous and you lose your appetite. That's sort of one of the indicators, you know, we go with it. And so it would stand to reason that certain other stressors react in our lives in certain other ways and would lead to various ways that it impacts our health, whether that be on our, you know, physical pain levels, you know, energy levels, things like that.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, when you're dealing with any type of stress or anxiety, the cortisol level goes up in your body, which we know cortisol stores fat. Because it's protecting the body. You're basically in that protective mode. But being able to relax allows you to not only, relieve some of that stress, but you're actually burning some of the fat that would normally be stored in a stressful, anxious-filled situation. So every time you get a chance to just, sip coffee or just relax, having a massage or whatever the case may be, it does wonders for your brain and wonders for your body. So we highly recommend COCA Craft Roasters is definitely the place, because you call it the third place, Chris, right?
A third place, yes. A place that's not work, that's not home, but a place where you go and be and live and exist and talk with others and engage in hobbies and all the like.
Yeah, and to be able to have that those conversations and dialogue with folks, and again, and maybe you're just by yourself, you just need a space. I know so many people come in, you have Wi-Fi there, people just want to jump on the Wi-Fi and do a little work, but do it without a lot of interruptions and a lot of folks. And of course, then you got the added bonus of having Shanta's ice cream there, so I'll give a shameless plug there. So.
A great compliment to any coffee purchase, but also just fantastic to Andrew. Stop on your way home from work. The sugar cream pie is the favorite right now. I'm going to put a vote in for my favorite, the Don't Sleep on the Orange Pineapple. Absolutely delicious. and the blueberry waffle cone. Those are my personal favorites. Everyone's coming in talking about the sugar cream pie. I get it. I totally get it, and it's a delicious ice cream. Yeah. I'm just going to have to say that the orange pineapple is my personal favorite.
Yeah, I love the orange pineapple, especially you put a little cream on it. It's like that dreamsicle, you know, put a little whipped cream, sweet cream.
And let me just say, I'm not a hometown brand person for the sake of being a hometown brand person. I've been burnt too many times on places that exist to just exist off of that reputation, that old reputation alone. But Glover's Ice Cream, they use the quality ingredients. It is just a delicious ice cream. I come from Northwest Indiana, and they had a brand called Overvice. Yep. And it is just the creamiest, absolutely, and this is on par, if not better, than Overvice. I had some over the weekend, and they compared greatly, but it's the quality of the cream they use is where it starts, and it just, you can taste the difference, even from some of the better, especially you can tell the difference over some of the store brands.
Oh, yeah.
Even the higher-end store brands.
Yeah, and that's why I fell in love with Glover's ice cream many, many years ago. So I've been eating Glover's for 4 decades now. So when we moved here, and I think that's kind of the love affair with the community. And I agree with you. I appreciate that comment that sometimes we just kind of, because it's a hometown, you just kind of, well, it's our hometown, but it makes a whole lot of difference when it's not only just your hometown, but it's actually good quality.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. It's good. And you're serving Glover's as well when you're putting a brownie a la mode or whatever the case may be.
Absolutely.
They're at the restaurant. Your brownies are delicious. Your cinnamon rolls are delicious. So many good good smells and good taste there at Coca Roasters. And that's come one, come all. That's the motto there for you to come and enjoy. And it is the third space, that third place for you to enjoy some camaraderie and some incredible cuisine. So we appreciate it. And I have to also put a plug in for the chicken salad. I love the chicken salad. And
Chris, you always do.
And Chris, you put that on a really cool cracker the other day. I tell you what, that was pretty good. That was pretty doggone good. So
yeah, the entertainment side, the hors d'oeuvre version is well liked as well.
Yeah, and I think, and the good thing about Chris is that if you come in and you're wanting to try something, you're willing to experiment and try something. So I always greatly appreciate that maybe you want to add something or put this on it. You got all the flavors. You got the pickled onions. You got all the stuff that you can go with or without. You can make it happen. It's like back in the day, it was like Burger King, have it your way. Well, it's Coca's. You really can have it your way and enjoy it. And it actually tastes good. All right, how did people get a hold of you, Chris? What's the number? What's the Facebook page? All that good stuff.
Check us out on Facebook. It is Coca Craft Coffee and Roasters, and on Instagram.
Okay, Coca Craft Coffee and Roasters on Facebook and Instagram.
That is correct.
You definitely want to get out there. If you haven't been, 63 East Clinton Street, right next to Pepe's, right on the corner of Jackson and Clinton Street. You don't want to miss it. See all the flags. The flags will bring you in. The flags will direct you where the wonderful smell and sweet cream is. So, all right, Chris, thank you very much, man. Have a great day.
Thanks, Shane. You too.
Talk to you soon. All right.
Yep.
Chris Tittleman from the Coca Coffee, Coca Craft Coffee and Roasters. And he's off quick because he's got customers and he's working his magic behind the scenes, behind the counter, to make sure that all things are tasting good and all the smells are just simply wonderful. So make sure, 63 East Clinton Street, get out there and enjoy. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 o'clock. Widespread dense fog has pretty much lifted now, but it was pretty foggy earlier this morning. Showers and thunderstorms before 11 o'clock today, 11 o'clock tonight. That's tonight's forecast with a low of 67. And tomorrow, more showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 4 p.m. And, with football, we got scrimmages. We got all kinds of things coming up. So it's been a little dicey, a little crazy. But most of our practices have had to go inside the last couple of three, 4 days. And it's that does not make for a good good conditions to be ready to play ball. But, hey, it is what it is in Indiana at this time of the year. A lot of unsettled weather. So just be careful. A lot of flooding. If you're traveling throughout the state, really check. I mean, there are some major highways that have some major problems. So just keep an eye on the sky. Keep your ear right here on WILO. And maybe check your route to make sure that you're good to go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Habitat for Humanity is in the house, Ms. Kimberly Deck. She's going to be talking all things Habitat for Humanity right here on Party Line. It's WILO's Party Line on this Thursday. We'll be right back.